out on WeatherWatch 4, the most accurate forecast 24/7 on AM News Talk 1360.
Hands, a great song, country western. Chuck, do you have a daughter too?
I have a daughter, yes.
All right. How old is she?
15.
Oh boy.
Gonna be a sophomore. She's already breaking my heart.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. How's that going?
It's going great.
All right, good, good. All right.
A lot of patience.
Yes, yes. Well, my daughter just turned 6, which is why we're having all these daughter-oriented tunes. At the break, a couple people stopped by the booth. People have been stopping by the booth all day and whispering encouragement, keep this up, we love your show, we want you to continue to do it, and they're excited about the new format, so I guess we're doing the right things. It's a labor of love. I'm doing this, the reason I do the American Entrepreneur Show is because I was lucky enough to have some success in business along the way, and failures too. I mean, don't get me wrong, without failure, there can't be success. I'm convinced of that.
Well, that's where I believe you learn. You learn from your failures.
Oh, I don't know. I've never learned anything from success. Nothing like a good old butt whipping to teach you a couple of things. And when I meet a guy that hasn't had his butt whipped, I worry. Because I know two things. One, he's going to get his butt whipped. Okay. And two, he's going to be a far better person on the flip side of that. Now, you knew who Phil Sauerkraut was. Who's this guy right here?
Oh, who's the O?
Is that the dirty O in Oakland?
No, it's another pierogi, I forgot.
All right. Yeah. Pierogies and hot dogs. I must admit, I don't know much about my wife took me to the Hall of Fame in 19, I don't know when it was, maybe 10 years ago now or 8 years. And I couldn't go in any part of the Hall of Fame that was prior or after 1975, because that's when I lost interest in baseball. Oliver Onion.
Oliver Onion. Must be a new addition.
That must be, because, he says, yeah, so Oliver Onion. Well, they got sauerkraut. Oh, well, we don't waste time on that. Anyway, when you go in, you have a list of questions that you've written down here, Chuck Christensen. And we're talking to Chuck Christensen, who is has a business called The Concept Coach. And by the way, The Concept Coach is another thing. The Growth Coach. And we're giving away 5 books called Becoming a Strategic Business Owner, written by Daniel Murphy, founder of The Growth Coach. When you go in to interview a business owner, and that's who you deal with, what are some of the questions that you will ask that owner when you go in at the outset?
Right. You know, the first thing we're trying to accomplish with any of our engagements is to help our owners.
Oh, sorry, Chuck. Let me give the phone number, too. 412-323-1360, pound 1360, free call on Verizon. If you have a question that's, germane and interesting, we'll give you a book. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What we do with our clients is help them develop a strategic mindset. We call it a strategic mindset because what that does is get them into doing the functions that need to be done in the business to make it more successful, and to also help them create some balance in their personal life, because in any small business, personal life and business are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
And
if, well, that's true.
If you're out of balance on the personal side, the business is going to be affected, and vice versa. So it's very, very important to maintain a balance, and we focus on that. So all we do has a relative balance between business and personal life.
And you see this all the time, Charlie. You see people that are so wrapped into their business and they have no life outside of their business. And I think a lot of them think, this is good. You know, I'm putting in, you know, you always hear the guy, I'm putting in 18 hours a day. But the truth of the matter is you're probably only effective for 8 to 10 hours a day. After that, you have diminishing marginal returns, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, it's about, when it comes down to it, it's about working smarter versus working harder. Because if you go back to those dreams and the visions for yourself, you're going to go to things like, you know, I want more personal time. I want more freedom. Yeah, I want to be able to do things, you know, down the road for my grandchildren, mm-hmm. or my family. That's not just making money, mm-hmm. working harder. You know, you need to do things to create some freedom for yourself,
mm-hmm.
to get some personal life back,
yes.
and get that balance so you can do the things that will help you meet your dreams and achieve those. So what I do is to get them to examine themselves. You know, what are my dreams? You know, how do I define success in my business? How do I define success? How do I define happiness in my personal life?
How do people answer that question? ROI or return on assets or something like that?
Some people, it's a very difficult question for
them.
You know,
yeah, well, they just look at you like, geez, I never thought of that.
Well, the reason is for those folks is they've never taken the time to slow down, to reflect, to focus, prioritize, and plan what is important to them.
Do people get angry at you because you're the messenger of some of these questions?
You know, that's part of it. And what I do is, I provide a twofold service for my clients. Business coaching and accountability. You know, I ask them the tough questions because, like I said earlier, we lie the loudest when we lie to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have no one else to be accountable to, they look at me as being someone who can provide that accountability,
mm-hmm.
to help them be accountable to themselves. And when they accept that accountability and they embrace someone that's going to help them, like myself and my organization, then they make strides.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remain stagnant. They don't remain out of balance. And when they get a taste of that, and when the revenues start going, when they focus more effectively, when the profits start building, wow, it's amazing how just holding yourself accountable, thinking strategically, periodically, planning, executing the plan, and holding yourself accountable. Wow, how many people just don't do that?
Right. You're a very enthusiastic human being. You know that.
must be the way I'm wired.
You're high on life. I can tell. That's great. I mean, you're the kind of guy that should be running a business like this. How long were you working for the man, so to speak, before it hit you? I got to get out on my own. I mean,
yeah, you know, I worked 20 years for in corporate America. Like I said earlier, started out in, you know, Fortune 500 company, GTE, the old days, old
mm-hmm.
phone company.
Sure.
You know, worked for companies like Texas Instruments.
Mm.
I also worked for some local startup companies, CMU mm. spinoffs, and family-owned businesses. Over the years, I kind of migrated to smaller and smaller and smaller
because
I thought I could have more impact
sure.
with my passion.
And you probably did.
And I did, but realistically, I needed to do it for me and,
right.
and my business, to create a business from scratch.
What did your wife say when you said, honey, you know, I'm going out on my own with no clients and, you know, no foreseeable means of support?
You know, she's been fantastic, my biggest supporter. She's been through the thick and thin. You know, everybody's had bumps in the roads.
Right.
And she's been there with me every time we hit the speed bump. But really, she's so supportive and encourages me every day. And it helps me hold me accountable for what I want to accomplish for my life and my family.
Now, does your, none of my business, but does your wife work?
Yeah, she works.
Okay.
She's been at the
outside the home. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. She wears two hats constantly. She works at Carnegie Mellon University.
Okay.
She's also a Carnegie Mellon grad.
Wow. Is that where you met her?
Pardon me?
Is that where you met her?
Yes, when we were sophomores.
Okay.
And she works at the Software Engineering Institute. She does software process improvement. So we're both about improving.
By the way, you're Greek heritage, right?
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
Had anyone in your family gone to CMU prior to you? Had anyone in your family had a college degree?
My brother went to graduated from Point Park College.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about your parents? Were they college grads?
No, far from it. Bridge painters, and my mother was a beautician.
Is your brother older or younger than you?
Older.
Okay, so he was the first one. Yes. Well, of course, Patty went to college.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she didn't. I didn't know.
No.
Okay.
No.
So your brother was the first to go to college.
Oh, yeah.
And you were the second. He went to Point Park, and then you went to CMU.
Right.
What was it like getting into CMU? I mean, that's not an easy school to get into even then.
No.
In fact, it was even probably harder then than it is now.
It was challenging. You know, I worked hard in high school. You know, fortunately, I had, I guess, the right stuff that they were looking for. And, you know, I viewed myself as needing to do some things academically when I was growing up to challenge myself, as well as sports. I played football and other sports growing up. So I, you know, had some opportunities that got me into CMU. And when I was there, you know, I had my ups and downs, but I worked hard and graduated in 4 years.
What's the trick to life?
The trick to life?
Yes.
Stick-to-itiveness. Like you said in your luncheon, don't ever give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be necessarily the way you plan it, but
no, that's for sure.
I know, you know, my son's high school football coach at Upper St. Clair, Jim Render, always tells the boys, you know what? Enjoy the process.
Yeah.
If you can enjoy the process, good things will happen as
that's
a result.
It.
And where he's going up to Harvard, head coach Tim Murphy, it's all about character. Things happen to you in your life because, you know, for a reason. It's not about complaining. It's about building yourself, building a character, making a better personality. So,
I got to ask you, Chuck, what's a Harvard education cost these days?
How's $50,000 sound a year to you?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's not inexpensive.
Are they getting some help for football? Or?
No, they do not give athletic scholarships.
I was afraid you were going to say that. So the growth coach is going to be working his butt off.
He's growing, baby.
But you're not working. You're having fun.
I'm having fun. I'm meeting so many people, so many industries. Like I said, working with owners.
You're going to be successful. I mean, yeah. I'm sure you already are, but I can see it. You can't miss.
It's about doing right by people, helping them be more successful, and then hopefully it will just feed on itself, and it's been feeding on itself.
We've only got a couple minutes left. In fact, we went through a break, but that's okay. We'll pick it up in the last hour. But what advice can you give to our listening audience just about life? I mean, forget business, life, business, whatever you want. What are some of the things that you've learned, Chuck Christmas, that you want to pass along?
Well, certainly.
Beyond know thyself, which we've
right.
beat
you know,
to death.
It's about, you know, going after it every day. You know, you have responsibilities, face up to them.
Well, that's true. Many people duck and hide.
And you know, you need to be realistic with yourself. But when it comes down to it, I've learned taking action trumps perfection any
every
day.
Time, every
perfection
time.
Will, searching for perfection will paralyze you from taking any
it's
action.
It's that old saying, a good plan today beats a perfect plan tomorrow.
Absolutely. Because
yeah.
when you take action, you do things. You have some successes and failures, but you're further along than you were if you were waiting for that perfect moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep taking action every day, focusing on what's important, and don't worry about the things that that aren't. And, you know, be positive. And the more action you take, the more successes you'll achieve, the more failures you'll have, but the more failures you'll learn from. And before you know it, you'll be somewhere you never thought you'd be before.
I call it plate appearances. I believe that the more times you stand in the batter's box, the more pitches you see, the more you're apt to recognize that pitch and thus get a hold of it. And you got to get out of bed in the morning.
Absolutely.
You can't just lay there and woe is me yourself. You know, I got back from vacation and looking at so many things that have to get done to get this new radio show on the air. And I was overwhelmed. I remember sitting there going, I can't do this.
Yeah.
There's more to do than I have time remaining. But then I thought, well, the only way to do it is to start doing it one at a time.
It's easy to be overwhelmed. And the key, I think, is to prioritize a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, put it in a prioritized order and go after it.
Speaking of priorities, we got 20 seconds.
You got
Chuck Christus, I can't thank you enough.
Right.
What a great hour that was.
I enjoyed myself.
We'll do this again.
I'd love to.
I promise you that.
I'd love to.
And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do it? Real quick.
Yeah, local phone number, real straight, 412-527-8534.
Or on the web?
www.thegrowthcoach.com.
Thegrowthcoach.com. Folks, there you go. Stick with us. We're open talking the last hour. We're at the Healthy for Life convention. That's a symposium at the convention center. Stay with us. We'll be right back.